Talking about shared ownership, the service itself offers people who can't afford a mortgage on 100% of a home to buy stakes of between 25% and 75% of a home's value and pay rent on the remaining share. Well, in Basildon, Sempra Homes have completed the first sale of a shared ownership home to a borough key worker. They will work closely with the council to give priority to the borough's key workers and to access in housing. Anna and Marislav moved into their new home last week, as Anna works at Basildon Hospital as a specialist screening practitioner. Let's speak first of all to Councillor Gavin Callaghan, who's the leader of the Labour group on Basildon Council. Gavin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ronnie.
It's good that one of these houses is going up. What are we talking about in numbers here? How many houses are you hoping you'll be able to get built for key workers then, Gavin?
Well, what we've done is we've identified a number of sites across the borough that are underutilised, dilapidated garages, for example, that can't be brought back into good repair. And we've earmarked these sites for Sempra Homes, which will be shared ownership. In 2018, we're looking at 8 2-bed houses and 2 4-bed houses that will be ready for the spring of next year. So hopefully they will go to shared to key workers under the shared ownership scheme, and we'll be able to really motor with this new policy that the new administration has brought in to give key workers priority.
Why not just make them council houses?
Well, I think it's a thing that's sort of part and parcel of being an Essex man, if you like, the idea of owning your own home. But as we know, that's become unaffordable and it's become unrealistic for many people. You mentioned earlier on before the hour about young people still living at home with their parents into their late 20s. That is the situation that I find myself in. And I understand that needing a £40,000-£50,000 deposit to be able to pay for that the front door key, to be able to pay stamp duty, to be able to furnish a brand new home is unrealistic. So if we can help through shared ownership to get people through the door, people who are on modest incomes as well, key workers, they're not on a king's ransom. If we can help get them through the door and pay as little as £5,000 deposit to come through the door into a £400,000 four-bed home, then I think that's a good thing. And it gives people that realistic hope that further down the line, they will be able to own that home and call it theirs for themselves and their families, which, again, I think is a good thing.
I was trying to remember, Gavin, you'll be able to tell me, what are the professions that are key workers then? I use that phrase. What are we talking about?
So in Basildon, we are looking at people who work at Basildon Hospital, people who are working in the ambulance service, the fire and rescue service, police and teachers. And what we're trying to do here in the borough is we're trying to make sure that if you are one of those key workers and you are a Basildon resident, you will go right to the top of the queue for one of these shared ownership homes. And the reason for that, Ronnie, is because I want to create that sense of community again here in Basildon, where, you know, the local teachers are living in the community, the local firefighters and police officers, they're also able to live in the community, so that Basildon can be a place where people can work, can live, can raise a family, and can live side by side with their neighbours, and to do that in a way that is affordable. And I hope that we're talking about housing, but I hope that that also fosters greater community cohesion and a greater sense of community spirit here in Basildon.
Gavin, stay there for a second if you don't mind. I want to speak to Melanie Keyes, who's the manager of Sempra Homes, who are based in Basildon itself. Melanie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ronnie. Good morning.
Can you go through it then? How would a couple who want to move into one of the shared ownership, how do they go about it then? Because Gavin was saying about £5,000 could get you in. Where do you stand, Sempra? What do you do in the part of that process?
Okay, well, the first thing is Sempra Homes is an investment partner status, working with the Homes for Communities Agency. And we're working alongside their Help to Buy agent on the shared ownership programme. Now, in terms of the criteria, as Councillor Callaghan said, it's not people that are on, you know, king's ransom salary. The criteria is that a household earnings should be less than £80,000 a year. You cannot be named on a deed or own any other property. You should be a first-time buyer that can't afford to buy on the open market or be an existing shared owner of another home. So applicants would register with the Help to Buy, the Homes for Communities Agency, and also register their interest with any of the SEMPRA developments that we have ongoing, which we publicise on our website.
So, as Gavin was saying there, the properties are, you know, old garages and things like that. Do you do it up for the council then? Do you do the renovation as a company then in partnership with the council, you get people moving in?
That's exactly right. We're working alongside Basden Council. SEMPRA Homes is the council subsidiary company. We were set up by Basden Council to deliver quality new housing across the borough and also to meet the varying housing needs of the borough. You spoke about the council's waiting list. Yes, that's one area that we focus on, and we have a portfolio of affordable rent homes which are let to applicants from the council's housing waiting list. But what we want to do with the shared ownership properties is provide housing for those applicants that don't meet the needs of the housing register but can't afford to purchase on the open market.
Gavin, to bring you back in then, and you're saying, you know, it's a fairly modest amount of houses. How big would you like this to get? You're talking about community in Basden. How big would you like this to get?
Well, I think the reality is shared ownership outside of London hasn't really taken off. And that's the same in Essex and across the country. So I would like to see, we've got a very ambitious house building program here in Basildon. I think SEMPRA is looking at around 600 homes near enough over the next 4 years. I would like to see us hit 50% of that target over that time as shared ownership, that we can help key workers. And going forward, I think that the more key workers we have, we're always going to have the hospital here in the borough. We've got new schools going up as well with the local plan going through over the next 15 to 20 years. I would like to see us really build on this and for the key worker housing scheme under shared ownership to become a kind of a mainstay of Basildon housing policy.
I think this would be a great idea to roll it around the county, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, I can only speak for Basildon Council, but I think anything we can do at this moment in time, given the as we all know, the restrictions on pay rises for key workers have been cut over the last few years, so that it's been capped at 1%. Anything we can do to support these key workers, these are the men and women who look after us, teach our children, our grandchildren, run towards danger, as we've seen over the course of the last year all too often. Anything we can do to help them, to keep them in the borough, they protect people here in the borough, they look after people in the borough. I want to be able to do everything I can to house them here in the borough as well.
Gavin, thank you very much. Gavin Callaghan, leader of the Labour Group on Basildon Council, and Melanie Keyes, the manager of SEMPRA Homes, who are based in Basildon. I would imagine if you want to find out more about that, just go to the Basildon Council website and you can get the links there. What do you think, listeners? It's interesting, 600 homes over the next few years of shared ownership, and it's for key workers. And that sense of building, it's quite encouraging, isn't it, to hear somebody saying they want to build up the sense of community and people, the key workers, are part of that. A broader question for you, though, how many of you, whether it's your kids or your grandkids, are staying in the home with their mums and dads because they can't get onto the rental ladder and they can't go to the ownership ladder either. They can't get to own their own house. It's one of those things that's never going to go away. We're still in the middle of not enough houses being built. And the price of getting a mortgage and putting a massive deposit of £40,000 or thereabouts to get onto the housing ladder is incredible amounts of money. Do you think it's a good idea? Have there any other shared ownership places in the county? Let me know, please. 0300 200 4041.